This is a Fox News alert. A lightning strike near the White House. I'm Lisa Lacerra. Two men and two women have been taken to the hospital after the District of Columbia Fire and Rescue says lightning struck in Lafayette Park, directly across from the White House complex.
Fire officials say that all four of them were transported to the hospital in critical condition with potentially life-threatening injuries. There was a large response here. Lafayette Park has been blocked off by police tape as this investigation continues.
Lindsay Watts of Fox affiliate WTTG at the scene. Four people have been found dead in two burning homes in northeastern Nebraska. Nebraska State Patrol says a man was seen driving away from the city of Laurel before the bodies were discovered, and investigators would like to speak to him. Laurel is home to fewer than 1,000 people and is about 100 miles northwest of Omaha. The White House again condemning Russia for sentencing WNBA star Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for bringing cannabis oil to Moscow. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Under President Biden's direction, the U.S. government continues to work aggressively, pursuing every avenue to bring home Brittany, Paul Whelan, and every American held hostage and wrongfully detained around the world.
Griner has said she didn't bring the cannabis oil into the country intentionally and has apologized. The U.S. has declared monkeypox a public health emergency to bolster the federal response to the outbreak of the illness that's infected more than 6,600 Americans. Health officials in New York State issuing a more urgent call for people not vaccinated against polio to get the vaccine, citing new evidence of possible community spread of the virus. The polio virus has now been found in seven different wastewater samples in two adjacent counties north of New York City. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The leader of Hungary, one of the featured speakers on day one of the CPAC conference in Texas.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas, reflecting on fighting liberalism and recentering on faith in politics.
This war is a culture war. We have to revitalize. We have to revitalize our churches, our families, our universities, and our community institutions.
The prime minister, who won his fourth term in April, earning conservative praise for his take on migration, recently under fire for saying European countries with race mixing were no longer nations. Former President Trump calling him a friend, saying few people know as much about what is going on in the world today. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A transgender child and her parents have sued the Tennessee Department of Education over a law that prohibits transgender students and staff from using school bathrooms or locker rooms that match their gender identities. The suit was filed in federal court in Nashville by a student identified only as DH. The complaint states DH was assigned male at birth but identifies as female. The suit's the second one challenging the Tennessee Accommodations for All Children Act. With inflation hitting the price of basic groceries, more Americans are turning to food banks.
This is an organization actually called the Mighty Writers. They teach people writing skills, how to develop your writing skills, hone your skills. But they perceived a need in the community for food. And so they got into the business of doing that. Derek Galishaw is with me, who is with the organization. And right now with this inflation, you're just seeing more people that need help that didn't before.
We're up to seeing 250 families a day.
The organization Feeding America says half of the food banks they deal with are now seeing an increased need.
Fox's Jeff Flock in Camden, New Jersey. I'm Lisa Lacerra. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.